This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
Horrifying news story.
I don't know if this is the kind of hard-hitting news you're used to.
Got some good news and I got some bad news.
Now this could be the big story of the summer. Network is going to be wanting plenty of coverage.
What do you mean, silly? I mean, that's real news.
All right, we know LeBron James is now going to the Philadelphia 76ers. It just makes it... You remember earlier in the week, the Miami Heat accidentally released a video announcing his press conference, his opening press conference. They took it down. What was that? He's not going. He obviously was never going to Miami, or he might have been thinking about Miami. Did they think they had it in the bag? And then they leaked it, or somebody was screwing with them? What a weird story. But LeBron James is not going to the Miami Heat. He is not going to Cleveland. He is going to Philadelphia.
Not Denver.
And not Denver.
Hooray.
I'm good with that. I'm very good with that. LeBron posted on his X account, "I thought I was done when the season ended. I wasn't ready to announce it, and I knew I needed some time to really decide, but I was pretty sure I played my last game. I was honest at that last press conference when I said I needed to look at myself and decide if I still love this game." At the end of the post, Mike, here's how I know. You want to know how I know, Mike, that the Nuggets were never really a player? "I believe I can help make the Philadelphia 76ers a championship team, and I am so excited to energize a new fan base and start this incredible journey one last time. Thank you, LA. Miami, I'll forever love. And Northeast Ohio will always be home." Those were the options from the beginning of this, Mike. I don't think Golden State was realistic. I don't think Denver was realistic. I certainly don't think Minnesota was realistic. It was always going to be between Miami, Cleveland, and obviously the Philadelphia 76ers.
I think he probably always had the 76ers in mind. I mean, he's thanked LA, who he was with. He thanked Miami, who he was with. He said all of Northwest, whatever,
Northeast,
Ohio.
Northeast Ohio, yeah.
He didn't thank the Nuggets because he wasn't with them.
Well, but he was, I guess that's a good point, because he was with Miami. He was with Northeast Ohio. But those were the top three. In the beginning of all of this, it was, okay, the Nuggets are a dark horse. Minnesota's maybe a dark horse in this. Golden State's still legitimate. There was a part of me that thought he might go to Golden State because he and Steph Curry are very good friends. But Philadelphia, on paper, looks like they could be a contender. But Big Hub just texting in, "I think there's too many ball-happy players on that team, and if Embiid can't stay healthy, how far will this team go?" I think it's going to be one of those too many ball, like you say, ball-happy players, not enough basketballs to go around. LeBron James, the way his legacy is going to go down, outside of winning a championship with Philadelphia, it's just going to kind of feel like a great career, one of the greatest of all time. But now on his, how many teams has this been now? Cleveland, Miami, back to Cleveland. So that counts as two, doesn't it? Two different stints? Yeah, that counts as two. To LA, and now to Philadelphia. Five teams. Five teams is normally what you look at, like guys like Tim Hardaway Jr. And there are plenty, and Kevin Durant's been on several teams too. And it's changed over the years, I get that. But when you think of like the greatest of all time players, they're usually like one or two teams.
I mean, Jordan was on two teams, but the back half of his career was with Washington.
Right, and that was coming out of retirement. And,
it was probably, I know I'm going to get divorced in the future, so I might as well make as much money as possible. Kobe was only with one team.
Well, I mean, with Kobe, and like, think about the great players. You want to talk about the great players of all time. Like, what's one of the first names that comes up? Tom Brady? Yeah, he did end up with Tampa Bay.
Won a Super Bowl there.
Yeah, he did. John Elway?
The one team. Joe Montana? Mostly one team.
Yeah,
until he was...
but did have a... And that's the thing. Like, a lot of these greats, they have like a second stint. Like, Tom Brady had a second stint. Joe Montana. Some of these guys do. But you don't typically see the all-time greats on five different teams. I mean, I'm having a hard time thinking of those. Like, the greatest football player ever, most would say, is probably Tom Brady. Yeah, well, that's all understandable how that went down. Peyton Manning, again, very understandable. He gets hurt. He's out for the season. They're so bad, and they're not sure how long Peyton's going to go, so they're so bad they get in the suck for luck campaign, and they were like, kind of have to take Andrew Luck. He's like the first almost guaranteed thing since a Peyton Manning type of guy. So you can totally understand why Peyton ended up on a different team, and that wasn't even of his choice, of his choosing. Indy released him.
And even Joe Montana, he left the 49ers because he was hurt, and Steve Young was on fire. So who are they going to choose? The guy who's probably more expensive or Steve Young?
Yeah, like seriously, think of your Mount Rushmores in all sports. Baseball moves around a little bit because of the no salary cap thing. Baseball guys tend to move around a little bit.
Except for Ohtani.
Yeah, he's already moved. And he's probably never going to move. He'll be with the Dodgers for the rest of his career, I would imagine. But it does happen. It just doesn't happen five times. So how does this decision... Because I thought when he left to go to L.A., the storyline was like, I'm going to go to L.A., I'm going to help revive this organization and honor Kobe Bryant and do all that stuff. And they did win a championship. The one that has the biggest asterisk next to it of any championship, of any even in that year, even in 2020. That has the biggest one of all of them, I think.
Yeah, because even though there was a bubble with the NHL, home and away advantage just isn't the same.
Yeah. Faith says, plus I don't know how, I mean, Michael, reading the book, and it just depends on the players you asked, but there was a lot of players that are kind of like, dude, this is just like a two-month vacation. It's like a one-month vacation. You know, we have no responsibilities. We're here. We don't have to worry about anything. We're just at this resort. So I think a lot of players, if you could have a tell-all from a lot of players that were significant players that were in the bubble, would probably tell you, like, yeah, the dedication to this, to all of this is, I mean, again, depending on who you ask, but I think there were several players that were kind of like, yeah, I'll play basketball. That's fun. But, you know, I got a resort in my backyard every single night. Faith texting in, Philly's a good place that will accept his documentary crew, too. Yeah, see, like, that's what I wasn't in for. I don't want that stuff. I don't think that would have been healthy for the Nuggets. I don't think that you can take a superstar like Joker, who wants nothing to do with the limelight, and then take LeBron James, who wants everything to do with the limelight, and make that work at this age, at LeBron's age. I just didn't see how that was going to work. I couldn't envision the Nuggets getting LeBron, but if in that crazy world they were able to get LeBron James, I could totally see a tell-all at the end of that, a couple years down the road, if someone ever caught up with Joker, and it's just kind of like, yeah, it was a monster distraction. It was always about LeBron James. And Joker's not a jealous dude. But you could see that maybe that would seep in when you have a superstar like Joker that's just not about that life at all. And LeBron plays on the floor unselfish. But he's he's kind of selfish when it comes to the limelight.
And Uniquely whiny.
I thought he was selfish with this. This decision took way too long. I know it's a big decision. I get that. Big Hub, I just don't understand the connection with Philly and why he chose there. Well, I mean, of those rosters, who gives you the best chance to win a championship? Because I could say that Miami's probably a contender. Cleveland's probably a contender. I mean, you have to think Miami's a contender. Philadelphia, I thought, as soon as they got Jaylen Brown, paired him with Joel Embiid. If Joel Embiid stayed healthy, that's a pretty good team right there. And now you have LeBron James. Yeah, on paper, should be a contender. So should the Los Angeles Lakers the last 2 years. LeBron James and Luka Doncic, and I get that he came in at the trade deadline a year and a half ago. To me, that would just seem like, uh-oh. I remember Vay Money, our producer, big Lakers guy. As soon as that happened, it's like, game over. He said it. You know, he's like, game over. Lakers are going to dominate now. And they had to press somewhat of a reset button and basically say, we're going all in on Luka, and we're going to... There was stuff going on with the Lakers organization and LeBron. I think they were kind of tired of it. I think he was feeling the separation there. And it just, you know, once we got down to it, it was like, okay, this is not going to work out.
You remember when Brett Favre was kind of doing the same thing and Aaron Rodgers was kind of doing the same thing?
It was annoying then.
I decided I'm going to go out hunting or doing mushrooms. They got heavily criticized
yes,
for that.
Yes, and rightfully so.
But it was not anything like this is. This is more of a circus.
Because he's done it. Your phone's going off, Mike. Because he's done it so many times. Because LeBron James has now done this 5 times. He's had obviously the big decision was to go to Miami, and he had it on ESPN and all that. But has he had 4 off seasons now? 4 off seasons where it's been all about where's he going to go? That's why people want to knock Carmelo Anthony. He never did that. He let the organization know, I am going to leave at the end of the season. I am not resigning another extension. He did sign 1 extension, played 8 years for Denver. I'm not going to be signing another extension, just so you know. We can argue that till we're blue in the face. They knew he was not going to resign. So they traded him. And they traded him and got enough assets to still be in the playoffs. In fact, because of that trade, they were able to win 57 games in a season. The most they've ever done. Unfortunately, Danilo Gallinari, who was a big part of that season, gets hurt with a week left of the regular season and is not able to play in the playoffs. I don't know what would have happened. I don't think they were a real contender, but I think they could have got past the first round. So that was before they lost to Golden State. That was before Golden State really made their push to being like a supreme team, a dynasty team. So I thought that was a good move by Melo. LeBron's never done that. He's become a free agent in all of these stints. So leaving the organization somewhat in shambles. Now, he's not leaving the Lakers in shambles. I think Lakers fans would tell you they probably feel better about this situation now, centering this whole thing around Luka than they did LeBron. But 2-year, $8 million deal. 2-year, $8 million deal. So, I mean, you're getting him for cheap. That's the thing. You knew he said he would be willing to play for peanuts compared to what he used to play for, where last year he made 50 plus million. He made $53 million with the Lakers. This is a 2-year, $8 million deal, Mike. If math serves, that's $4 million. That's what Tim Hardaway Jr. was being paid last year by the Nuggets. So it was realistic that the Nuggets could have got him on that kind of a deal. He was just never, it was never in the stars for him, man. He's not coming to Denver. Go Poke says pulling receipts on Vay. What a bully. No, I pulled those receipts on the air. Vay and I ripped each other's throats out a few times, Mike, over our Lakers Nuggets stuff. Faith texting in. He can be a little selfish with his play sometimes. Think it may have been the most appealing roster and maybe money. Yeah, this is... Who's the top team today? I mean, it's still got to be the 2 Western Conference teams and then the Knicks who won. That's why I think it's fascinating. It's part of the top stories in the NBA power rankings thus far. And this was before. Was this before LeBron's decision? Yeah, this was before. Yeah, this was before. They had the Philadelphia 76ers at 5. They had Philly at 12, and then because of their moves, Jaylen Brown, Anthony Simmons, and Dean Wade, they had them move from 12 to 5. With LeBron James, does that move them into the top 2? Does that are the Philadelphia 76ers better than the Nuggets today? On paper, no. This just has that feel, though, of what was it, Mike? The Philadelphia Eagles? The dream team? You know, back in the day? When it, who was the backup quarterback for them? I don't remember. Who the hell was the backup quarterback for Philly that year? And they had all these stars because the cap worked out in such a way where they could shell out a lot of money. And it was like, this team is going to be good, and they weren't. Or you can go back to the Lakers. And Karl Malone and Gary Payton are on that team. That was, we thought that might be good, but it just didn't work out. That kind of has, I'm getting that vibe with Philly. And the more, listen, if I had to do it again, I'd still take Jaylen Brown over Jamal Murray. I would. I might eat those words, Mike. And I hope I do. I really do. But now that the dust has settled, we're hearing that maybe Jaylen Brown was a little bit of a headache. So a little bit of a headache on with Philadelphia. With Joel Embiid, who's a little bit of a headache as far as health-related issues with him, and LeBron, who I think teams that have had him would say maybe a little bit of a headache. I'm sure Michael Jordan was a little bit of a headache, Mike. In fact, he was. But he just kept winning with one team. Texter, do you think he'll actually play next year? Or just retire after just 1 year, even though he has a two-year deal? Oh, the following year? If it's bad, what if they're not good? What if they're a play-in team? Do you want to run it back again and try not to end it that way? I think he'll play 2 more years. I do. But there you go. That's the big story of the day is LeBron James. It's over. He's going to play for the Philadelphia 76ers. And it's all about done. We can move on with our lives. Michael, what are you smirking about?
Okay. You're going to hate me.
Oh, probably.
What does a dyslexic 76ers fan chant during a game? 6-7! 6-7!
What? Why? Why did you? Why? Are you proud of that?
It popped into my head like 5 minutes ago.
That is not good, Mike.
Come on.
No, that's not good.
The youth would laugh at it.
Well, maybe. Toddlers, maybe, Mike. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. Let's talk about the Broncos. Let's talk about just how good those Broncos are going to be, Michael. I am ready to see what this team has for us. They're not going undefeated. But there is a lot of buy-in. And we were talking about Gruden the other day, how Gruden thinks they're going to win the AFC West. He was shocked. He was shocked about a certain announcement around the Broncos, and we'll talk about that coming up next. It's the whole show powered by Mosquito Joe on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
Soon enough, the boys of fall will be back, and the coach will be here to preview the upcoming season. Coach speak weekdays at 10 on KFKA.
Here in Colorado, doing business is more than a transaction. It's a handshake, a neighbor helping a neighbor. And at Bank of Colorado, that's the way it's been since 1978. I'm Sean Ostoff, president of Bank of Colorado. And as Colorado's largest family-owned bank, we're built on personal service and a commitment to giving back. From local schools to community events, we invest where you live, work, and grow. Because this is more than business. It's home. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
This is Cody Tucker with 7220sports.com, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Thought I had a sneeze coming, Mike. Be ready. Be ready with that button back there.
I might, do you want me to sing? I could sing Limelight.
No. What are you eating? What are you eating back there? You're always munching.
Cheese and crackers from this morning.
From the wine review this morning?
Wine at 9.
Wine at 9.
Which you can find on 1310kfka.com, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify.
There you go. I want to shout out to Interior Sprinkler Systems. They'll handle your sprinkler installation, fire extinguisher inspection, kitchen hoods, paint booths, fire alarms, anything that has to do with fire suppression and safety. Interior Sprinkler Systems is the way to go. Check them out online at interiorsprinkler.com. Speaking of Interior Sprinkler, we're going, thanks to them, we've got a special remote broadcast that we're going to be doing on for that UNC Bears first game under the lights at Nottingham Field, Michael. We're going to have, on August 29th, that's a 7 o'clock game, we're going to have Coach Bruce Dick will be out there live at 10 o'clock for Coach Speak. I'll be out there live because they're tailgating, man. Tailgating, the action starts at like 10 o'clock. I mean, it really gets going at like 2. But we're going to be setting up. I'll be doing the show out there. And then we've got the return of the Rocky Mountain Kickoff Show. Did you notice I didn't say college? Rocky Mountain Kickoff Show with yours truly, Tanner Schwint, Mike Danson with himself, and the dude down the hall. This will be an all things football. We're going to talk college football, obviously. You know, our teams that we follow here on the station, we look at least. But also some Broncos talk in there. We're going to be hitting NFL stuff too. Because there's just, you know what? There's a lot of knowledge in this room when these guys join me. And we want to be able to talk all things NFL as well. So Rocky Mountain Kickoff will be out there live 2 to 4 o'clock as we build the anticipation and excitement surrounding the Bears and Weber State going at it. First game under the lights at Nottingham Field in history. Historic night. Historic night. You're going to the game?
I'm going to try to go to the game. I
told you I hooked you up. I got your hookup.
I'm going to call the score right now. I haven't changed.
Picks are on Friday. Everybody knows that.
It is Friday.
Oh.
Anyway.
Go Pokes just said picks are on Friday. Everybody knows that.
I'm making my pick.
Picks are on Friday.
Because it's Friday today. I'm going to make my pick.
You're making your pick now?
I am doing it right now. We're talking about the Bears. All right.
Enlighten me.
I said earlier Miles McClarity is going to have a pick six. I still agree with that.
He's going to have a pick six in that game?
I think it's a close game, but UNC wins 17-9.
17-9?
Yes.
Is it his pick six that solidifies that win, that puts him out? Is that the kill shot right there?
I think that's going to be a third quarter pick six.
Oh,
they're going to have a tough time because the defense is going to clamp down on them in the fourth quarter. So they're going to be up 10-6 at halftime, and then they're going to be up in the third quarter 17-9, and neither team scores in the fourth.
You know how much I want to say the Bears are just going to win the Big Sky Conference this year?
Oh, I'd love it.
I can't do it, Mike.
I'm not going to call that. I already said 6-5.
I want to be on the right side of history, though. That would be a historic prediction, but I can't do it. I'm not like you. Like, I can't just make predictions and nobody cares. When
Vegas just put UNC plus 8.
When I make picks, people give me crap. I have to be good, Mike. I have to be good.
I mean, when you said that Rocky Mountain no longer college kickoff.
Rocky Mountain kickoff?
There's a lot of knowledge in that room. 90% of it is you.
Did I stop? I don't know if I stopped keeping track, but I don't know if this checks out. Can you guess what my record was last year?
6-7.
It's like 80 games I picked between everybody.
I don't remember how many games.
It's probably something like that, unless I stopped keeping track, but I have it here. Did you take a guess? Why did you say 6-7?
Because I said it earlier. 76.
Can you guess what my record was?
40-40.
No. It was, there were, oh wait, I did like 70 games, sorry. 69 games.
69.
I didn't want to say it because you'd freak out about the number. I was 36-33.
That's not very good.
That's not bad, though. That's over 500.
That's a playoff team in baseball.
It's a playoff team in football, buddy.
Yeah, if you're, and
three games
be
over 500 would get you in the playoffs. The Broncos were there 2 years ago.
I know, but like it pisses me off when a team with a losing record suddenly gets a playoff berth and a home game.
Okay, so just don't let him in. Change the rules then. Change the rules every year.
I will change the rules, damn it.
Go Pokes says picks are on Friday. Everybody knows that. You ready to lock in the Border War pick? No.
Picks are on not on this Friday. Everybody knows that.
Yeah, not on this Friday. Everybody knows that. Not next Friday either. Everyone knows that. Probably not the following Friday either. Everyone knows that. Or that, probably not even the following Friday. Everyone knows that.
Yeah, this is more of a football season thing.
Yeah, I don't do the picks for anything else.
Baseball is like your 50% chance you're wrong.
Yeah.
Because, like, again,
I've had people say you should keep the picks going all year. But what am I supposed to pick? Because the beauty of the picks is there's Wyoming, UNC, CSU, CU, Air Force, Broncos. We got six teams to pick from. And that's, I can't just pick one team.
I mean, you could pick golf. You can say, I think Johnny Walker's going to beat Philadelphia.
And basketball doesn't work because they're playing on Tuesdays. You know, colleges, they're playing on Tuesdays and Thursdays, and Nuggets are playing all the time. So it doesn't work like that, Mike. So it has to be football. It just, it's, I'm contractually obligated.
You could do one UNC basketball game because when they get into conference, it's Thursday, Saturday. So you could say, oh, they won last night. I think Smiley's crew is going to win 101-6.
No, it's a football thing. You can't take the picks and make it something that it's not. You just can't. Faith texting in. Now that's a lot of pressure on him, Michael. You're putting a lot of pressure on our pal Miles. That's a lot of pressure on him. If he does this, though,
I got faith in him.
I think they should give you a key to the city, and you could scoot around and go anywhere you want. Is that what that means when you get a key to the city? What happens when you get a key to the city? Do you literally just get to go wherever you want?
I think it's like an actual key, but that doesn't open anything.
Oh, really? Then what's the point of it?
I don't know. It's just another
trophy. It's just symbolic. I think they should, if you give someone a key to the city, they should be able to go anywhere they want.
Oh, I can tell you where I would go.
I don't want to know.
I'm going to make every photocopies of everything and just put it out on the internet. This is how much the government spent on this. Transparency.
Where? What does that mean? Where would you go? You have a key.
Some kind of hall of records.
Yeah, I think isn't that public record? Can't you get in there anyway?
Yeah, but like a lot of times you have to submit a CORA request and like they'd be like, oh, so you're gonna, it's going to take us 6 months to do that.
So you're gonna use your key to the city, our imaginary key to the city that gets you anywhere. You're going to go somewhere that you could go anyway.
Yeah, but like I want people to have the knowledge now rather than in 6 months when they can cover
that
up other
stuff. That would be a terrible movie. Man gets key to the city, only this one's real. He can go anywhere he wants. He's going to go get information that he could get 6 months later. That's the movie.
I'm going to do it before they can redact it.
Okay. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. John Gruden was very shocked, Michael, that Sean Payton, in fact, his words were utter disbelief. I can't believe he gave up the play calling. John Gruden, saying he and Sean Payton are close, they're tight, they're good, they're boys, was absolutely stunned that Sean would give up play calling to Davis Webb. I think it's even a bigger deal than maybe we've even made it. And I think that's all the credit in the world to Sean Payton. For by all accounts, Mike, we've been told that Sean's this egotistic maniac. It's always got to be his way. If this actually goes that way, and Davis Webb actually calls plays, which I think it sure sounds like he can't go back on it now. It's gotten way too much press. I think it's a pretty gutsy move, and I think it's a pretty good move for Sean to do this. Now, again, we've had cases just last year. Remember the whole Jay Norvell, Matt Mummy thing? This time last year, there were reports that Matt Mummy was going to take over play calling, and then it kind of dissolved and went nowhere. And then it did actually go to Matt Mummy, but Jay Norvell was still like reading a playbook and barking out orders through his headset. That was an example of saying it but not actually doing it. Will Sean Payton be able to sit back and let Davis Webb call plays? That's a big thing to look out for.
I think it's probably going to depend on the first 4 weeks Like, if the first 4 weeks the Broncos don't have a lot of offense, I think it's going to be taken away from him, and you can say goodbye to Davis Webb. But if the first 4 weeks go really well and things stay consistent, you can say goodbye to Davis Webb.
Well, that's the thing. Mike, can we both agree here? Davis Webb's not going to be with the Broncos the following season.
Yeah, someone's going to fire their coach, probably the Giants.
They're going to fire Harbaugh?
Yeah, they're where coaches go to die.
They're not going to fire Harbaugh after one year.
In Cleveland.
They're not firing Harbaugh after 1 year. No.
I mean, that speech is already strike one.
Well, it's a pretty bad speech. You're the New York Giants, Mike. Look at me. You're the New York Giants. That's who you are. The New York Giants. How many times did he say it?
He said that was like his four of his five first sentences, and it seemed like everybody was like, I'm just here to collect a paycheck.
I'm just here to go through stuff. Are we going to learn anything today, or are we just getting a pep talk in the summer?
I feel like it probably went down better with Lamar Jackson, maybe because Baltimore has been good for years.
He didn't have, he was there for so long. Who knows what that first speech was like when he was with Baltimore.
Hey, guys, I know you guys won a Super Bowl with a coach that didn't have any offense, but please trust in me.
No, I don't know. Coaches just, they do weird things, man. They do weird things when they get up around that podium. I couldn't imagine Sean Payton giving a speech like that, though, could you?
No, that's not him.
He's not the rah-rah guy, is he?
I don't think he's the rah-rah guy. He's more of a rude guy.
I think he is, and I think he's honest. I think he's calling you out. I don't think he's messing around with that rah-rah stuff, man. I think he has a system. I mean, I think he's a perfectionist.
He just wrote an email to me scolding me. I mean, that's how
did
much...
Did that help? Did that help?
It did.
No. Stop. What makes you say those things? Like, what... Seriously, I want to know. What makes you say those things? We're debating here. We're having a good conversation. And then you just go into fantasy land for a while. What is that?
I mean, my brain's just always all over the place.
Yeah. It's okay. It's Friday. Kind of happens
everybody
to the best of us.
That.
It picks are on Friday. Everybody knows that.
And it's Friday today. Everybody knows that. And we already had our pick.
Well, you had your pick. You're picking the Bears to win. What's the record for the Bears?
The what?
What's their record?
They're going to be 6-5 this year. Down the stretch, they're going to have some struggles. But I'm calling right now my way too early predictions. I'm staying with 17-9 with the Miles McLarity pick six. And 6-5. But, if they, I might change it, might amend it just a little bit if, like, they win their first four games. You have the two teams that you're probably supposed to beat.
Well, they're not going
to. You have the win. Isn't
South Dakota?
Weber State.
They play South Dakota week two. And last year they beat. That was a close game. Remember, South Dakota won in overtime?
So many of their games were close. They did get blown out, and I was absolutely wrong about Montana State. But they were close in a lot of games.
They were close in a lot of games. Makes you think that they could be, again, that first portion of the season, they beat Chadron State. They technically beat Colorado State. South Dakota was overtime. They beat Houston Christian in overtime. They lost a close one to Idaho State. Blown out by Idaho. 49-33. Yeah. Was it closer than... They win that game, though. They win 49-33. They blow them out. Sac State, close one. That's Brennan Marion. We were just talking about him.
Yeah, that was really disappointing. Like, they could have won that game.
They only had, Mike... let's see. One, two, maybe three. They lost by 20 to Eastern Washington.
But that's Eastern Washington.
Is that a blowout?
20, yeah, 20 is a blowout.
Okay.
If it's by more than, by three scores or more, so 17, if you lose by 17 or more, you're blown out.
It was 20-7 at the half. Yeah. Probably a blowout. So we'll say 1, 2, 3. It was that three game stretch from November 1st to November 15th. They just got torched. But outside of that, Every game was compelling. Every game was good. 12:42 the time. Go Pokes texting in. 6-4 is so reasonable. I like way too early predictions from Mike. We could do way too early predictions. Let's do it.
I think we should. I think we should do too early predictions.
For what? For whom?
On all the
whom?
Important teams.
Okay. For everyone? Like records or what?
Yeah, we could do records.
All right, fine. 12:42 the time. Let's take a quick break. Let's get the latest on the local sports flash.
This is Nico Carvacho, former CSU Ram, current pro basketball player, and you're listening to The Hall Show with my good friend, Brady Hall.
.12:47 the time. We've already blown the clock here, so if you want to do the picks. Are we doing the picks at the end of the show? Or you want to do it at the
we
end of the show?
We already did the picks.
Well, no, the future picks. You did one pick. And your record wasn't even right, by the way. You said they're going to go 6-5.
I didn't know that they were going to have... They traditionally have 11 games in the FCS. You said they have 12.
They have 12. Is that because there's more teams in the Big Sky this year now? They
Eastern
have a lot
Washington's going to forfeit.
Yeah, so you're already off on this. It's not off to a good start.
Not unless Eastern Washington, who I hope they play this year.
All right, we got a break now. We'll do that. We'll do future picks here because I'm off at 1:30 today. So we got to do that now. So we'll do that now. Can we do that now?
Yeah, in the next segment.
You want to do that now?
Yeah, in the next segment.
Do it now. Now in the next segment.
The Preps football broadcast will sound a little different this season. Hear Jerry Schammel, Bruce Dick, and the studio man Kyle Johnson every Friday night this football season. Northern Colorado's voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hey, this is Ellison Hubbard, a former CSU Ram, and you're listening to The Hole Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Are we really doing this? I don't have any information. This is all blind prediction picking.
Well, I mean, I was predicting blind. I don't even know who the starting lineup of UNC is going to be.
You always predict blind. All right,
what are you talking about? I always have the information.
You had the Bears going 6-5. They still have another game, so you missed
7-1.
And
five. I said that off the air. 7-5.
Okay. I'm going to go 8-4.
Bold prediction.
8-4 could win the Big Sky Conference, Michael. If two of those losses are non-con. Is that crazy?
I got belief, man. And I hope you're right. Well, I hope you're more right than me.
Air Force is going to bounce back this year. Same thing. 8-4. Air Force. 8-4.
Same thing. 7-5.
Are we just Wyoming. Oh, go Pokes. You said they're going 10-2?
Are they winning the bowl game?
5-7. Wyoming.
I'm going to go 4-8.
Colorado State.
I'm going to go 4-8 as well. But Colorado State does beat Wyoming.
Duh. I'm not making picks. Picks are on Friday. Everybody knows that.
It's Friday.
Five. Give me five wins for CSU. They do not get to the bowl. They do not get into a bowl game.
They do not, but they are vastly improved. And at some point in the next 5 years, they will be in the top 25.
How about the Colorado Buffaloes?
We got to go.
Buffaloes.
Off season. They've had prime. They're going to that school. I think they win 4.
I got them at 3.
Oh!
3 wins. The Denver Broncos.
17-0 winning the Super Bowl.
Oh, my gosh. 10-7. That'll do it. Future picks based on nothing. Future picks based on nothing. Brought to you by Michael's Basement.
10-7.
Clip of the day coming up next.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.